drought to break. Former world number one Adam Scott tees off at the Sony Open in Hawaii tomorrow, looking to end the longest drought of his career. The 2013 US Masters champion was not long ago the hero of Australian golf, bursting the country's Augusta hoodoo and making a run to the top of the world. But now, back at number 11, his star is dimmed by the newly appointed Big Three of American Jordan Spieth, Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy, and fellow Australian Jason Day. When he tees off at Waylay Country Club, it will have been 600 days since Scott hoisted a trophy, longer than his tumble down the rankings in 2009. While 2015 will be fondly remembered in the Queenslander's life for the birth of his first child, Beau Vera, it was the first calendar year of his career that failed to produce a win since he turned pro in 2000. Unlike his previous slump, Scott continued to play golf, good golf last season, and was half a chance at the US Open with a late surge and was favourite with six holes to play at the British Open before a collapse. His biggest issue, as has long been the case, was putting, and now with the ban on anchored putting in place, he can no longer fall back on his long broomstick as a crutch. Not that his stats rolling the rock were great with it. He has been ranked outside the top 100 on the US PGA Tour in strokes gained putting in four of the past five seasons and was 158th last year. The good news is Scott has made the top 10 in his past four starts, twice coming second using a conventional putter. Joining Scott in Honolulu will be fellow Australians Robert Allenby, Stuart Appleby, Stephen Bowditch, Mark Leishman, John Sendon and Cameron Smith. After winning the European Tour's lucrative Nedbank Challenge in South Africa late last year, Leishman is keen to make 2016 memorable. Now at number 26, the Victorian is looking to make a run to even higher honours with his sights set on majors after his British Open playoff loss. I'm hoping the Nedbank win brings some momentum into this year, as the goal is to win more now, be more consistent in my play and give myself more opportunities to win, Leishman said. I have to play well more often. I enjoy being on the big stage with lots of pressure. I know I am good enough to win big tournaments, but I have to get myself in that situation more. I feel comfortable in the pressure moments. I know golf isn't life or death, and it allows me to attack at those times. I'd love to start the year with a win, and I expect to compete heavily in the majors.